There is a phenomenon around town that's been here now, I think, for 15 years or something, called Meat Fight. You had to have heard about it. It used to be a once-a-year thing, and now there are all sorts of spinoffs, and you know, we bought a big box for them in February to help. But it's a 501c3. It's a not-for-profit that's raised something over $3 million for multiple sclerosis. This was all the idea of the founder, the CEO, Alice Lassad, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've become a conglomerate. So it was this instantly sold out event down at Trinity Groves, and everybody was a sought after ticket, and it sold out. And it's supported by all the restaurants in town.
Yes, we couldn't do what we do without the help of the DFW restaurant community. We are eternally grateful to them for their just unwavering support of our nonprofit.
And it really is. I mean, it's an impressive list. But first of all, let's talk about what's coming up. Now you've got this spinoff Burger Fight that is on Sunday, May 25th. And so the idea is the same. You pay a certain amount of money, which all goes to charity, and then you get to eat till the cows come home, right?
Yes, it is an incredible list of DFW restaurants competing for the title of Best Burger. So there's 11 restaurants involved, and some of them you'll know as being burger joints primarily, and others are maybe restaurants you didn't expect to have a great burger, but I know firsthand that they do. And so we've invited just so many of our supporters to come out and buy tickets to the event. Like you said, 100% of that ticket price goes directly to help somebody living with MS.
So talk about where all this started. Because like I said, I know you have at least three events a year and raise a ton of money. So it all goes to MS. How did you come up with the idea?
Yeah, so it started a long time ago in 2010. My husband and I were like wanting to have a party at our house. And we decided to have, obviously barbecue party. Everybody loves that in the summer. So we invited a bunch of our friends over, and the way we thought that we could entice them to come compete was if we would make these ridiculous trophies, you know? So I got a beer can and I spray painted it gold and I glued a piggy bank on top. And we told our friends, like, come over for the meat fight and we're going to, you know, see whose barbecue reigns supreme. And we bought a keg and it was just great. And it was just a really good time, you know. People were fighting over the trophies at the end of the party. It was fantastic. Later that year, my brother got diagnosed with MS. And the first thing he said to us was, hey, I want to do this bike ride that's 150 miles over 2 days, and I want you to join me. And, you know, so of course we're like, well, yeah, we're going to do this, but I guess I got to buy a bike. I got to remember how to ride one. I got to do all that. And then the ride itself requires like a $300 fundraising or something to participate, right? And so my husband and I were thinking, well, we don't want to go email all our friends and beg for money. Like, what if we just had the meat fight event again in our backyard, only this time we use it as a fundraiser and we charge $20 at the door and everybody gets all the, you know, barbecue and beer they can drink and eat, and we'll just raise a little money for the cause. And at the time I was writing for the Dallas Observer about food, and so I was able to get a few barbecue knowns to be judges for us. So we had, you know, the Fortons from Pecan Lodge, and Daniel Vaughn came to judge, and Jill Burgess from Lockhart Smokehouse. And, you know, at the time, Daniel was barbecue snob, but he wasn't writing for Texas Monthly yet. So it was a really cool event in my backyard. And at the end of the event, we'd raised $2,000. And I was so excited. And restaurant folks kind of came up to me at the end of the event, and Brian Lusher was one of them, primarily from the Grape. He said, Alice, this is cool, but do you want to make a real difference for people? Like, this should be a public event. And I said, Brian, Jill Burgess from Lockhart Smokehouse is doing keg stands in the backyard here. This is not for public consumption. And I don't know. I'm not an event planner. I wouldn't know the first thing. And he said, we can help. And really from then all the restaurant community really helped us create what we have today.
Well, the market, the marketing is fabulous. I mean, coming up with the name Meat Fight, I mean, that's great. That I've got here, it says Meat Fight presents Burger Fight. Let's slide her into summer. This is just absolutely priceless stuff. But it's interesting because the same, I keep seeing the same names coming up every time you have an event that are big supporters. You know, Lakewood Brewing, I know, is where I picked up my box when I bought the big box promotion you have around Valentine's Day, and Oak Island's Brewery, and Loro, golly, Culpepper Cattle Company has hamburgers.
Yes, they do. And it's so good. You know, and even like another on the list is Hurtado Barbecue.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are asking me why they're included, just because they haven't had the burger at Hurtado and it is so good. So it's also an opportunity to come try something maybe you haven't had before at one of these restaurants in town. And like, I guarantee you, there are 11 sliders from all these restaurants. You can have as many as you want. There's beer from four breweries. We just got margaritas added to the list this morning. So we're going to have, there's just going to be so much. It's Barrica Azul Tequila will be there. And in order to mix your margarita, if you want it frozen, we're going to have margarita bikes there. So you got to sit on this bike and there's a blender attached to it. And you got to spin your wheels and pedal in order to freeze your own margarita.
This has not changed much since it was held in your backyard, I think. It's probably, you should ban cameras. So it's Sunday, May 25th. Go ahead.
Yes, it is. Sorry, my husband is a lawyer, and he's our lawyer. And I swear to you, every time I come up with an idea, he says, oh my God, what are you doing? You know, I have to get it cleared. And, you know, I was like, hey, can we put ketchup in a dunk tank? And the dunk tank rental company was like, no. And I was like, what about beer? And they said, absolutely not. And my husband's just shaking his head the whole way, you know. So we compromised. And this year I get to have a giant inflatable Hungry Hungry Hippo game that people can play. And so, yeah, it's just going to be a bunch of ridiculous.
Sorry, have you got any more spinoffs to come? So Meat Fight presents Burger Fight, and then, like fight. I say, the big box that we got in during the winter in February.
Yes.
And
yes, the Valentine box full of all kinds of stuff, like 30 restaurants worth of food for two people.
That was where we're still eating on it, and then Meat Fight is coming back up again.
Yes, Meat Fight in November. In the past, we've had the Meat Fight 1K, which was our play on a 5K. So instead of running, you walk around to 30 different restaurants and eat a whole bunch of food, and we give you a finisher medal at the end of the event. and so if you post about it online, it looks like you did this, you know, exercise event, and really all you just did was eat a bunch of food and drink a bunch of beer. We always try to make events that are fun first that also benefit the cause. We call it Funlanthropy.
Well, and like I say, over $3 million in that period of time is really commendable. And like I say, the turnout from the restaurant community is outstanding. Burger Fight, Sunday, May 25th. What, you go online and buy tickets?
Yes, sir. You can go to meatfight.com to get tickets. You can find us on social media at Meat Fight. And where else? You can also go to burgerfight2025.causevox.com.
That one I'll never remember, but $50 seems,
I know.
Seems like a certainly fair price for what you're going to do, and hopefully does a lot of good. Alex Lassaud is the founder of Meat Fight, which begat Burger Fight coming up. It's good to have you with us. We wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.